Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Light in the Window by Jan Karen, narrated by John McDonough. This work is copyrighted 1995 by Jan Karen. This recording is copyrighted 1996 by Recorded Books, Incorporated. Father Tim finds his heart drawn to his lovely neighbor, Cynthia, while a wealthy widow pursues him with hot casseroles. As you can see, Midford's rector and lifelong bachelor is in need of some divine intervention. And now, A Light in the Window.
Chapter 1. Close Encounters. Serious thinking and crossing the street, he once said, shouldn't be attempted simultaneously. The red pickup truck was nearly upon him when he saw it. The shock of seeing it bear down with such ferocious speed sent him reeling backward to the curb, where he crashed in a sitting position. He caught a fleeting glance of the driver, talking on a telephone, as the truck careened around the corner. "Father Tim, are you all right?" Winnie Ivy's expression was so grieved, he felt certain he was badly hurt. He let Winnie help him up, feeling a numb shock where he'd slammed onto the curb. Winnie's broad face was flushed with anger. "That maniac! Who was that fool, anyway?" "I don't know. Perhaps I'm the fool for not looking where I was going," he laughed weakly. "You're no such thing. I saw the light. It was still yellow. You had..."